Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Pieces of a whole with different feelings to be built, giving distinction to the role, different players, different strokes.
But let me tell you about one thing I know. Everybody's got a seat to sow. Set your heart apart, take it down the road. Everybody's got a seat to sow.
On WPTF, the Weekend Gardener, the Hall of Fame didn't play. There was some problem. I don't know what happened to it, but Jason's going to play it when he gets it queued up. In the parlance of broadcasting, it memoed out in the new digital age. So he's got to figure that out, but we'll play that. I need to hear it. Others need to hear it every week. So
absolutely.
I work too hard on it for it not to play.
By the way, Mike, we have a very special guest, Judge Abe Jones.
I have been Facebook friends with Judge Jones for a long time, and interviewed him, and we're always glad to have you.
Thank you.
Counselor, representative.
Yes, sir.
Judge, which do you prefer?
Rep is fine with me. Abe is the best one.
So,
you've
been out walking. This is Amanda.
Yeah.
Monica.
Okay.
Monica's the market manager. And have you been out walking today? I know you get out on walks.
I walk 3 miles before that's the first thing I do in
the morning. Good for you. Yeah, it's nice to do it.
It's a beautiful morning.
In the morning. And this is one of the prettier mornings we're going to see in August.
Yes.
But we appreciate you listening to the show.
I do all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's extraordinary. You just never know who's going to be listening to the show for one reason or another, and not necessarily gardeners.
That's right. Yeah.
It's just the legislature has finished, but y'all are not finished with some of the business.
That's right. We're supposed to come back. I bet they'll come back after the elections at this point.
Right. Yeah. This and, busy time.
Yeah. Because then the guys that don't get elected, they may have some things they want to get done before they leave.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So there's still a lot on the agendas for both houses. And so we hope all of that's done.
Yes, sir.
Well, Mike, there's something that I bet most folks don't know. But I had the pleasure of working with Judge Abe when I was Attorney General.
Sure did.
He was the Deputy Assistant Attorney General.
Everybody has worked for Rufus.
Yes,
goodness.
Sir. I had my stint. He's a good man.
You learned from him, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
Well, I learned from them. I remember coming in there, and you remember some of those people like Andy Benoit and all of them.
Oh, yeah.
And Abe, I was only 33 years old, and here was a room full of people with over 200 years of legal experience, and I remember saying, all right, look, let's get something straight. I'll leave the law to you. You leave the politicking to me.
That's right.
Mm.
And that's the way it worked.
That's, yep.
Hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Abe was a great attorney.
Thank you.
And I bet y'all busted a gut to get a Harvard Law School graduate.
Oh, yeah, to bring that in.
Yeah. Well, wow.
You.
You know, we're in awe. And always honored. Somebody, everybody's cutting deals.
Yeah.
During the show, Rufus is on the phone. Everybody's on the phone during the show.
Yeah.
Take the call if it's important.
No, it wouldn't.
We'll wait.
No, I'm good.
So what brings you to the farmer's market?
Well, I thought I'd come out sometime and get flowers and then pick up some peaches. Her stuff.
Oh, the peaches. Oh, that's, I'm partial to Sugarland, Abe.
That's it. Mm, yep.
Carolina Gold all the way this
there
year.
There are, yeah, that's the, I mean, there it seems like a different one every week, a different variety. And
right.
So Candor Gold, I think we bought.
Candor, yeah.
Last week. Hmm. But we have a few plants left, Judge. If you see a plant that you want to take home with you,
okay,
you may do that. I don't know how much gardening you do, but you're welcome to that, too.
Oh, thank you.
But, yeah, so you like to buy flowers, and you're looking for some peaches. Anything else out here?
I get some food, too. Now, I'm going to eat a late breakfast or my lunch by now.
I don't eat lunch out here. It's always breakfast when I eat. I don't care what time it is.
Yeah.
That's what I always get because I have to get the biscuits.
Abe, we can start you real quick here. Is there a Rufus dog left, Monica?
He is. I was about to ask.
We can start you on that.
Oh, good.
I don't know if he...
take that with me. I never had one before, but I'll definitely
it's got
one.
It's got, yeah, you, it's there's walking around food. It's got onion slaw, chili, and onions.
Mustard slaw, chili,
and onion. Get him some napkins to go with it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Great to see you, Judge.
Yeah, were you serious about the flower?
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't tell you anything I didn't mean, by golly. Long Hill Nursery, John at Long Hill Nursery brought these plants. A couple of them have been taken, but any one of these you want.
Is that a, now I'm going to embarrass myself, that brown-eyed suit? No.
It's a black-eyed suit.
Black-eyed suit, yeah. I knew it was.
Looks brown to me, but it's black-eyed.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's what.
Is that what you would like?
Yes, sir.
That's what it's yours then.
Yes, sir. Yeah, thank you.
It's a real nice-looking one, too.
All right.
Here's the book I've said to my friend Abe, who does so much for others. You are a great assistant attorney general.
Thank you, Rufus. Appreciate you.
Amen.
Appreciate you.
When you got nothing to do, look at the pictures.
Yeah, that's good, too.
That's a young picture of you there, too.
I know.
Look how smooth you were, too.
Yeah. Well, only 50 years ago.
He always got in the picture on TV and Watergate hearings. Yeah. Always there, so I'm sure that's a still from one of them.
Yes, indeed. And there's Senator Sam back in the back.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Well, good to see y'all.
Judge, thank you so much. Sir. Always an honor, sir.
Always good to see you.
Always enjoy hearing from you.
Thanks for coming by. Shop in the market. Yeah.
You know, unhook me and I'll go grab my...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you don't want to carry that.
You'd be like a plow horse.
Yeah, we were talking about some of Rufus's plow horses back at his farm when he was growing up. But Judge, I hope your car is close by since you got to take all this stuff now. All right. Well, you take that and enjoy your day. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Judge Abe Jones with us. A lot of people coming by.
Yeah.
You know, people are people come by later, call later than they used to. I've noticed that over the years. Ann used to remark about that. We used to get, when we first started the show, Irv and I would get calls earlier in the program. Of course, the reason we started at 8 is because the Tar Heel Gardener was kind of on from 8:15 to 8:30. That's all the time they gave John.
Oh, wow.
For 40 years.
Oh, goodness.
But he was, you know, radio's big, but it was even bigger back then. And for those 40 years, and we're working on 40 years for this show.
Well, radio's good with Mike Rayleigh. And by the way, one of our listeners, Tara Britt, is listening.
Hey, Tara.
And she does a lot of gardening on her condo patio and sent me pictures. Mm-hmm. And so we have urban gardeners that listen to the show all the time.
Well, yeah. Container gardening is very, very, very popular, isn't it, Monica?
It is. And we have a lot of plants that are very acclimated to be a good type of plant to put in a container garden. We have some of our vendors that specialize in that, and they may have some gardens already put together where they can just grab and go and sit it on their patio and enjoy it all year long. They do some different container plantings, and it's very unique plants, and so many of them here that you can enjoy and shop around. If you're looking to add a new plant to your landscape, now's a good time to come out and do some shopping and find that perfect one. Some of the perennials and things like the hibiscus are in bloom, so you can see the colors you're getting and know exactly what they're going to look like when they're in your landscape. And I do want to also give a shout out to a new vendor that we have here today for the first time. They're a guest vendor during our Taste of Summer event series that we're having on the weekends, and it is Francie Farms, and they're from Rocky Mount, and they are a grade A goat dairy. My understanding is maybe the only operational grade A goat dairy in North Carolina. And they're featuring lots of different products made from goat milk. They have a variety of goat cheeses. They have goat milk yogurt and even ice cream. And they also feature goat milk soaps, lotions, and body washes and candles and just so much more. They also have Black Angus beef that they raise there on their farm. So we're so excited to have them here for the first time and hope that it's going to be many more times to come. And we really look forward to that. And in the future, they'll also be bringing out their bottled milk, just the regular goat milk. So they'll have that available as well. So,
did y'all have goats when you were growing up?
Oh, Uncle Wade and Johnson City did.
Under the mountain.
Under the mountain. Well, where is this located? What?
So they're set up down in our farmer's area. You'll see them right up here in the center.
There are no goats there.
Well, I'm going back with some goat cheese, absolutely.
All right. Well, I'll point you out exactly where they are. Just remind me. And so we're so glad to have them here amongst all of our other vendors. And with all the fruits and vegetables, plants, flowers, and baked goods, and a lot of other specialty products. And we've been doing the little pop-up series on the weekends and bringing in some different specialty foods. We have some hot sauces down there. We have some folks doing some unique glass decorative items for the landscape that they're making out of antique glass and wind chimes and fountains and that sort of thing. We have birdhouses, beautiful baskets that are custom made. And so be sure to check those folks out. Every time you come out to the market, you got to walk through the whole building and every one of them because you just don't know what you might find. And I know I do want to mention also our restaurants, our North Carolina Seafood Restaurant and the State Farmers Market Restaurant, both wonderful places to come out to eat. And while I'm talking about the seafood restaurant, Kent Pendergrass, of course, is who manages that. And his mom, Mrs. Pendergrass, she listens every Saturday is what I understand. And I just want to give a shout out to her this morning. And
Miss Pendergrass.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Hey.
She loves listening to you guys. And
great.
I hear that quite often. And Kemp does a great job over at the restaurant. And I know she's proud of him. And
yeah, he's got the pedigree. He knows how to cook and run a restaurant.
Yes, they do just a wonderful job. And if you've never been out and tried the restaurant, either one of them, you got to come by and do so. And just wonderful food. And you will definitely get a full portion of each.
You're a big eater.
Yes.
Well, I want to say thanks to Mrs. Pendergrass, because her dear husband, Kim's father, was a great friend of mine and was such an ardent supporter of mine when I ran for governor.
He wasn't an assistant attorney general, too, was he?
Thank you again. I'll make anybody one that does good. Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's amazing in our travels. Rufus will see somebody who's worked for him, either as an SBI agent or as an assistant attorney general, everywhere I've gone with him.
Yes.
Well,
that's
a lot of
design.
Lot of wonderful, fine folks.
Yeah.
That worked with me, not for me, Mike, worked with me during my 12 years as attorney general.
And a lot of supporters that helped you get elected, too,
and
a lot of times.
Secretary of State, a lot of fine folks for Secretary of State.
Yeah.
So it was a good 28 years worth of fine, fine people.
Yeah. It should have added lucky. 8 years onto that.
You're very lucky. A person like me is very lucky to have come across so many good people over.
That's the truth.
A long time that had at heart rendering good public service like Monica does.
Yeah, that's right.
Shout out to our farmers market managers everywhere.
Bless them. Everywhere. We have a lot of good ones to the state. The small ones and the big ones, they all do a great job.
That includes extension agents, too.
They do. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And, you know, there's a Farmer Appreciation Day coming up, and we'll get you more details about that later. But any day you see a farmer, you've got a farmer in your family, a farmer that's your neighbor, or you just have an acquaintance with a farmer, thank them and, you know, tell them how much you appreciate what they do. There's so many things that we wouldn't have if it wasn't for our farmers, and they do a wonderful job at being resilient through whatever weather issues may be happening. They definitely do their best to make the best of it, and sometimes it's a huge challenge every day.
Amen to that, sister. Amen to that.
But yes, I do appreciate everything that all of our vendors out here do, and our restaurant managers. They all do a wonderful job to keep their businesses going and to serve wonderful food every day. And we get so many compliments of everything. So if you're listening and you've never been, you've got to make plans to do so. And I know a lot of folks out there are making those last minute plans, getting back to school. If you've not already started, a lot of schools are starting back up this week, and it's a good place to come, bring the kids, expose them to agriculture, and support the local farmers. Got some beautiful apples over here, and I'm just thinking about how great they'll be to fill up those lunch boxes, and watermelon. There's so many things you can slice up and include in those lunch boxes every day to give them a good, healthy, nutritious lunch. And come out and support local and support all of our farmers as you're shopping around and getting ready for back to school. And a lot of folks coming to NC State, we're not far from campus. So if anybody out there's listening or have kids that are going to be at State, tell them to come over and experience the market and learn once a year.
That's right. We'll give them a pat on the back. They may be homesick.
Yeah.
Off to school for the first time.
Did you hear the show I was doing from Boone one time, and there was some people sitting over on the side, and I said, "Where are you from?" They said, "We're up here vacationing from Raleigh." I said, "What do you think about the State Farmers Market?" They went, "Yay, the best place in the world."
That's
awesome.
Right. That was just a couple of weeks ago, two or three weeks ago when you were up there. Rufus was sitting on the porch in a rocking chair, talking on his phone out loud, and people were wondering, what in the world is the man doing?
Is he talking to himself?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
I said, what better person to talk to?
Yeah.
Oh, good gracious.
That's right. You can't find a more knowledgeable person to talk to. Well, thank you, Ms. Monica. We need to take a call here from Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, y'all. I guess y'all are doing very well.
We're having a great time. Why are you not out here?
I had a late morning, and I'm tired.
Okay. Well, I understand that.
I've had a bad week this week. So
I'm sorry. Yeah.
As me too, because I've really got a lot of stuff I need to do.
Yeah, I know. And it's been great weather to do it.
They've just outproduced themselves. And they've done well.
Yeah.
But anyway, we've made tomato sauce, tomato salad, tomato, all kinds of tomato stuff. Anyway, I found a fig recipe that I tried. It's fig and onion. And you make put the figs and onions in and saute them together, and then put chicken thighs inside and then bake it.
Oh, okay. All right. That's better. I was worried about the figs and onions there, unless you were going to include something.
No. It's a sauce for chicken thighs.
Wow, that sounds nice.
And it was so good that I made it again and tried it with pork. Put some pork ribs in it. And, man, that turned out really. Pork and fig goes together good.
It does, yeah.
Good gracious.
But anyway, we were trying to find all kinds of. Our fig tree really did well this year, and the squirrels gave me a break, and I was able to harvest some figs off of it. And we were trying to find ways of using the fig. I made some figs and tomato. Fig and tomato jam, and that turned out pretty good.
Interesting combinations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The sweet, a little goat cheese in there, you're good to go.
Tomato.
Yeah, goat cheese, that would be good.
I like goat cheese. My wife doesn't. But anyway.
Well, maybe she needs to be included in something that she really likes. I don't know, because I mean, there are different kinds of goat cheese too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to try to get some gardening done today while it's really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And just wanted to call in, check in with you guys, and let you know I'm still here.
Well, I'm glad of that. I hope you feel better.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
All right, you guys have fun. Continue having fun.
Thanks, Steve.
Have a great
Love
day.
Love you guys.
Take it easy, buddy. All right. Frank, I don't know if we got enough time for you. Frank Timberlake is with us, and he probably needs more in a minute. So, Frank, you hold on. We'll get to you after the news, so you can we'll recognize the man from Timberlake for 2 or 3 minutes, rather than just one. Got all the politicians out here today. 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. You're listening to the Weekend Gardener. Of course, we're at the Farmer's Market, and Monica's described so many things going on out here, including at 1 o'clock. Did you mention, I don't mean to catch you with your mouth full, the baby calves?
Oh, we're doing photos.
Yeah, 1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock from 1 to 5. Emily Jean Lee Photography is going to be here again doing baby cow photos.
Oh.
And I say with the kids, but I've seen adults doing it too. So it's
absolutely.
Kids of all.
And it's so much fun. So come by. And she's doing that. If you check her out on Facebook, it has all the details with the cost. And you can book an appointment or you can just do a walk up. And so much fun. That's always fun for the kids and seeing them getting photos with the farm animals. And there again, getting that farm experience. So bring them and let them learn about North Carolina agriculture while they're here.
Right. It looks like a dairy calf to me. Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful animal. Yeah. Get that experience. You can learn a lot about farms out here. A lot of farmers here at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh. More coming up on WPTF.
WPTF News. I'm Tony Rixby. Price fixing in the housing market. That's being alleged in a lawsuit filed by the U.S. Justice Department and several states' attorneys general. North Carolina's Josh Stein saying too many North Carolinians are struggling to afford their apartments.
As a result of these business practices, rental rates go up beyond what supply and demand would normally produce.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has abandoned his campaign for president and endorsed Republican Donald Trump. Duke University political science professor Mac McCorkle telling WPTF News.
He's getting out because he's recognizing the reality that he's just not a factor.
Travelers looking for their last chance to travel before the unofficial end of summer with Labor Day. Tiffany Wright with AAA Carolina says people are taking advantage of the remaining time.
A lot of folks, they're going to be traveling domestically. They're going to be doing so with road trips.
Labor Day travel bookings up 9%. Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
This news brief. NASA is set to decide today whether Boeing's troubled Starliner spacecraft will bring two astronauts home from the International Space Station. CBS's Mark Strassman.
NASA's key concern, how that propulsion system will perform during critical phases of the flight home, like undocking and the braking burn on the return to Earth. The small engines need to fire hundreds of times to keep the spacecraft in the precise orientation for safety. Free entry.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. dropped his presidential bid in most states and endorsed Republican Donald Trump. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
Several of RFK Jr.'s siblings released a statement expressing their displeasure of their brother endorsing Donald Trump, saying that it is not in line with their father's or their family's values.
Free at-home COVID testing kits will soon be available as there's been a spike in infections around the nation this summer. CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
Hi, friends. Chris Edwards. For my friends at Thompson Buick GMC, we are professional grade. I got to tell you, I am loving this 2024 GMC Acadia. This thing is phenomenal. Everything about it. Heated seats, leather interior. They got a great info system. This new sleek design. You will love everything about this car just as much as I have. Come out here, test drive one for yourself. You can go online to thompsoncars.net. My friends at Thompson Buick GMC, we are professional grade. Tell them Chris sent you.
When a loved one has a serious illness, it can be very stressful. Transitions Life Care wants you to know that you're not alone. This is Mary Lucas from Transitions Life Care. No matter where you are on your caregiving journey, Transitions Life Care can be a shoulder to lean on. We do so much more than provide care for cancer patients or for the last days of life. We can help anyone with a life-changing illness, all from the comfort of your home. Let us partner with you in the caregiving process. Go to transitionslifecare.org for more information or to set up an appointment. That's transitionslifecare.org.
For the cleanest home ever, visit Capital Vacuum, where you'll discover the very best long-lasting deep cleaning vacuum cleaners. Right now, save on top brands like Miele, Sebu, and Ricard. Plus, save on every upright, canister, cordless, stick broom, central vacuum, carpet, or floor cleaner, and air purifier. At locally owned Capital Vacuum, you'll get great savings, plus service too. Shop now at CapitalVac.com or visit their stores in Raleigh and Cary. That's CapitalVac.com, serving you for 70 years.
Hi, this is Laura at Hollingsworth Auto Sales. We are a locally owned and family-run business on Capitol Boulevard where we've been buying and selling cars for almost 40 years. Go to our website at hollingsworthauto.net or give us a call at
872-2525. This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News, WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Anderson on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp.
Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hi, y'all. Well, that's good.
This is Aunt Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard,
and Jim Reed,
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ennis standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps.
With a nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dell here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters. WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raw.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Raley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
Some of the great voices you've heard, personalities, many of them very smart people. I was thankful in my career to have worked with many of them and met, Carralt and people like that. So fortunate. Never met Kay Kaiser. Doggone it. You know, it's funny, he was at my wife's uncle's 75th birthday party. They were friends because he was, my wife's uncle was minister at University Methodist in downtown Chapel Hill, and Kay Kaiser became good friends because Charlie Hubbard knew everybody, and Kay Kaiser came to that birthday party, and he was, he didn't get out a lot, so I didn't get a chance to go, so I hate that, because I love Kay Kaiser and his movies and the big band and all of that, and he was from Rocky Mount, and His mom, I think, was the first licensed pharmacist, a female pharmacist in the state. Really incredible, the people. But he used to come to the station back in the 40s. And we also carried his broadcast during the war to raise money for bonds and so forth. So, Andy Griffith used to come through, interviewed him one time, and he would come up to push an album, like a gospel album or something, and he would also came in. He had a line of sausage and bacon and stuff, Andy Griffith sausage, and he also came through once in a while to do commercials for public service announcements for the state of North Carolina travel and tourism. So there have been times when you just never knew who was going to show up at WPTF. So that it's something that montage is something I started putting together almost 40 years ago now. So 100th anniversary this year of WPTF. Quite a milestone. And proud to have been associated with it so far for almost 50 years. We're getting there. 919-860-9783. Our friend Frank Timberlake. Rufus is over politicking, Frank. He's not on mic. But what's going on, buddy?
Well, you know, in 1980... Jimmy Dean was program director, PT.
Brother Jimmy Dean.
I followed Gary Dornberg on Sundays and did 2 to 3 hours, and then Charles Stigall's program, OSI, of Special Interest. You remember that?
I do. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and we had to say, Total Radio 68, WPTF.
Yeah, we've been through all kinds of phases of imaging, as it's termed in the business.
It was probably one of the most fun places ever. It was crazy, but
it has been fun.
Know, I watched WKRP reruns, and all of those people worked for WPTF.
Absolutely.
WQDR.
Right. We knew them all, didn't we?
We knew them all, you know. So.
And you were a salesman. So we knew you too. You were a salesman at PTF, among other things. So
No. I was on air at PTF part-time with George Dennis and that crowd. And
I thought you also sold.
No, I was supposed to sell for WPTF with Bob Evans. There was a snafu, and George Czar did not switch to QDR like he did, so I went to QDR and sold.
I knew you were in the building, so because you could smoke in the building, and Frank was an aristocrat. He smoked pipes with the best smelling pipe tobacco you'd ever smelled in your life.
Prince Albert.
Cavendish Black China, vanilla, and Jack Daniel's whiskey.
It smells so good.
Followed me everywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Frank, go check some of the old Watergate pictures. And I smoked a pipe, sort of sophisticated. I think Mike sent me a picture one time of Senator Baker and Fred Thompson, and I were all in one picture smoking a pipe.
Right.
And the caption in the photo said, all up in smoke.
Yeah, that was a famous...
Nixon thought you had a microphone in that pipe, Rufus.
He may have.
Yeah.
50 years ago, Frank.
Oh, yeah. Actually, you were talking about people that worked for you. I guess technically I did, but if you remember Dave Marshall, one of your supervisors...
Oh, wonderful SBI guy. Wonderful.
I was in Randolph County, and of course, as Maury and Bart said years ago, Timberlake didn't get that anchor job on a Raleigh TV station because he has hair for television but a face for radio. They did not know my face in Randolph County, so I did undercover for the sheriff's department and but I did 3 or 4 tasks like that for Dave Marshall.
What a super guy he was.
So and I didn't get killed. So technically, because I had been in Randolph County 38 days, and Lloyd Brown deputized me just so I could write what he said to the media. Of course, I had the stories first. That was fun. But Hey,
well, at least you, Frank, you didn't serve under that wacky sheriff that had painted his jails pink and tried to trap.
That was Davidson County, I believe.
Oh, that was Davidson County. I'm sorry.
The guy that carried the stick, like Walking Tall.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, and painted
some real characters in this.
This was Lloyd Brown in Randolph County. You know?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yep.
And this is, you know, pre-WPTF. It's a long history there. But I want to tell you, I had a wonderful day at the farmer's market for a few hours yesterday. I think I got my first hug from the market director that I've ever
gotten. Oh.
Well, that was a good hug then.
The Monica hug.
And Monica, we won a convert. I left with a watermelon because you know it's watermelon day. And,
right.
Somewhere, and Monica, I'd like that is a picture of me with the watermelon queen.
Yes, I need to send that to you.
Yeah. So anyway, we won a convert. Mary Samuels was with me. She and I and I used the term taped. Mike, because you know I'm still old school, but Mary Samuels and I taped a program with Amber and Trent over at My Carolina, which will be on the air Monday morning at 9. And Mary had not been to the farmer's market, and she was just astounded with all the stuff. And I rode her around and showed her the wholesale area, and I pointed out North Carolina seafood, of course, and then the farmers. The famous farmer's market restaurant, but, you know,
yes.
I showed her the sheds where the, you know, the produce is and all of that. She was just astounded, you know, but people do not realize the total value, I guess I'm looking to say, of the farmer's market. It's just an incredible, incredible place, and we enjoyed it so much.
Well, Frank, I did a lot when I was in public office. I traveled a lot all over the country. And people that had always visited here said it was the best farmer's market in the United States of America. And the only thing that would possibly be likened to it is a market they have in, I better not mention the word right now, but San Francisco. They've got a market there that it just goes on for seems like a half a mile. But all over the country, anybody that's ever visited here will tell you it's the best farmer's market they've ever attended.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Monica, you need to get a commissioner to send you out there to get some ideas at San Francisco Farmer's Market.
There you go.
Yeah. I think that would be a good business trip. And you could compare notes. But this is an extraordinary place.
It is. And we appreciate you coming out yesterday, Frank. I was telling Rufus earlier that you had paid some respects to him and that you wanted me to make sure to tell him that you said hello. And it's always a pleasure to see all of those folks out there that listen and that support the Weekend Gardener and just to support North Carolina agriculture in general. We always love seeing familiar faces coming by, and we appreciate all you do.
So I wanted to tell you regarding flowers, what's going on here at the Timberlake Hideaway east of Zebulon. The brown-eyed Susans are about to take over everything, and my Mexican petunias are late. I don't understand why, but they are. But
Rufus is an expert on those.
Mine are always late, and just now forming buds. I don't know what it is, but they come late.
We had a cool spring.
Yeah, they come late. So anyway, speaking of flowers, if anybody likes flowers that last a long time, our Wilson Active Artist Association, I'm fixing to go to a hanging today. And Rufus is not a person, but we will go have an art hanging today at the
Sun
Gallery in Wilson.
Glad we cleared that up.
Yeah, I'm glad but I'm going to
a hog killing and then a hanging. That's great.
but we will. We will be hanging the next exhibit, which is I can't hardly say it. Eclectic Visions, and there will surely be flowers in that, probably fall flowers, but Mary Samuels, who you met yesterday, Monica, at the market there, she is the featured artist. She will have about 15 works, and then the rest of us will fill in with and have about 50 works, and that'll be on display. And there's a free public reception this coming Thursday night, August the 29th, from 5 to 7:30 p.m. It doesn't cost anything. Just park right there on the street. Wilson Arts down the street will be having an exhibit, too, so you can go back and forth. And Wilson's a hopping little town now. There's cute little bistros and restaurants, and then some of the old favorites like Dick's Hot Dogs and Bill's Grill, you know, and there's just a bunch of places to eat and recharge your batteries. But we will surely have some flowers on canvas in this exhibit, and like to ask everybody to come out Thursday evening to the Hammond Gallery in downtown Wilson.
All right, Frank, you take her easy, buddy.
Hey, it's great to talk to y'all.
Great and, talking to you.
I hey, hope Frank. First that you got the message from Monica.
I certainly did.
Absolutely.
I certainly y'all, did.
Monica is efficient.
And hugs good, too.
She is a great hugger.
Yeah.
I'll get me another one before I leave. Thank you, Frank.
Bye-bye.
God bless you, man. Old Frank Timberlake, he is a card.
He certainly is.
Yes, sir. He's done everything, seen everything. He's all over the place. 919-860-9783, running out of time.
Where's
here.
Where's Big John? He hasn't called us today.
I don't know, Big John. I can't keep up with him.
I know that Representative Howard Penny's listening because...
Good morning to you, Representative Penny.
I talked with him yesterday, and he said, I'll have it on today. Do you know Representative Howard Penny, Monica?
I do. I know of him. I don't know him personally.
He's a fine person.
A farmer,
an agronomist.
Yes.
Yeah. And a real farmer today.
A real farmer.
Yeah.
Just like Commissioner Troxler.
Yes.
So...
Well, we've got a couple more plants here for people. That eucalyptus tree, I don't care for that. I had one time. And
I love the fragrance. The problem is you've got to have some room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They get really big. Yeah. Now, we have one at the station.
Yeah, I'm amazed.
That's out back.
I'm amazed it lived there. Where
It got really big. It's got a big trunk on it, but that part died, and it grew up from the roots.
Yeah.
So it's up about halfway now or more to where the old one was. But if we had that really cold January, middle of January, like the 14th, 15th somewhere this year, I think that's what got it.
So some of the new varieties have been developed actually out in Michigan, and so they're quite hardy.
Oh, my.
And what's really great about our native hibiscus, we've got about a little more than a dozen native to the southeastern United States, actually the whole United States. But the varieties that are available, the stems are excellent for insects. So the one that we have here has, you know, almost a dozen stems. And if you can leave the stems over the winter, cut them back to about 2 feet tall, leave the stems, like Mike said, the new growth's going to come up through them. It's going to hide those stems, but those hollow stems are perfect for stem nesting bee species. NC State just finished a 2-year stem study and found out that hibiscus is one of our... of the favorites for our native insects.
Well, I usually, at a certain point, cut mine to the ground because I was afraid that if water got in the hollow...
Yeah, the hollow stems.
It might freeze it, but I will take your advice now.
Rufus, I'm glad you said that. That is a common misconception about our plants.
I've been told that all my life, that they'll get in there and freeze and the plant will die.
About lantana?
Lantana.
All those things.
It's a common misconception. Our plants will not...
Let me put on brakes here. I've been saying that.
I have too.
Yeah.
And all of our smart... We've just about everybody on the show has said that.
Yep. The recommendation is to leave your stems, especially if they're hollow or they have that kind of pithy stem, cut them back to 18 to 24 inches tall, and leave them, because by the time, about this time of year, those stems from last year will be disintegrated, you know, so it can kind of give you a weird look. But if you're like wanting to have a really manicured look, if you're intentionally cutting plants, it can give you like that simulated cleanliness. And you don't have to leave everything, but a lot of our native bee species nest in the ground and nest in stems. And if they're nesting in the ground, they're nesting around these plants. And if they're stem nesting, they're very specific to these plants. And like I said, hibiscus is a favorite plant because that pithy stem is so easy for them to burrow into and lay their eggs.
I stand corrected.
Well, everybody, trained and untrained on this show, have said the same thing over the years, and it certainly made sense. But I'm glad we always need an update on things. The Great Southeast Pollinator Census website. Can you give us that information?
Yep. So there is a Facebook event. If you go to Great Southeast Pollinator Census in North Carolina on Facebook, you can find out. But on our Lee County Cooperative Extension website, we've got everything you need to know about the Great Southeast Pollinator Census in North Carolina. And you can do that anywhere in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. It can be in your backyard. You can go to a botanical garden. You can be on the hiking trail. It's just you need to be observing a plant that's in flower, that's got insects visiting it. You count for 15 minutes, and then you can put your data in on your phone or on your computer anytime in the next week. And you don't need to know insects. You just have to be able to match the pictures with what you're looking at. And we need as many people participating as we can. And you can do it as many times as you want and as many species as you want to look at. It doesn't have to be Lantana or Cosmos or anything. It can be whatever's in flower. We'd love to have your data.
You could even do that out of the State Farmers Market while you're shopping around, right?
That's right. There's so many things in flower, and I know I've already seen a few bees and stuff visiting flowers, especially out kind of in the main area. Mm-hmm. I parked over there by one of the big vendors, and I was watching the butterflies this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. John, I put your watermelon glasses photo of you on Facebook, and that's John's reaction.
Oh, my goodness.
Big John Ruth. So he's on Facebook.
He's listening, yeah. He's...
Yeah.
Yeah, Rufus is styling this morning with his watermelon glasses.
That's a great picture. Rufus on parade at the State Farmers Market is what I said.
It's so true.
So people are enjoying that. Bill Leslie chimed in. He liked it. Cliff Joyner.
Oh, good.
Have you read the Cliff Joyner saying of the day?
No, the Cliff Joyner saying of the day is, let me get my other glasses on. I can't read.
That's a wrong prescription there. I don't know what's wrong. We got to change that.
I have to get him some prescription ones next time.
Here's the Cliff Joyner saying. Leadership and learning are indispensable to each other. John F. Kennedy.
Ah.
Say that again, Rufus.
Leadership and learning are indispensable to each other. And that goes right down your line.
Yeah. So, Rufus, go to your optometrist or optician and see if you can take those and see if they will change the lenses. Yeah. I'd love to see their face.
Yeah, next time you go, make sure you take those with you.
Oh, boy.
Report back.
Well, let me read you another favorite from Cliff Joyner.
All right.
My father gave me the greatest gift anyone could give another person. He believed in me. Jim Valvano.
There we go.
Wow. Talking a lot about basketball and life.
Yep. Never give up.
And, man, he was a character.
That's right.
He would have enjoyed the Weekend Gardener. He would have enjoyed being on the Weekend Gardener.
Oh, he would have, yes.
You know who I've heard a rumor is a real big gardener? Coach K. Up at Duke.
I have, too, but we have tried and tried to get him on the show, but he's a right busy man. And we didn't be able to work it out. But if anybody's listening who has any influence with Coach K, tell him that we would love to have him on the show.
Yeah, we won't make.
Got to get up there to the Durham Garden Center.
And we won't make little Duke in any way whatsoever.
No, Duke's fine. whatever he wants to talk about. I just want to hear his perspective on chrysanthemums or something. Duke Blue chrysanthemums.
And I love the Duke Gardens.
Oh, yeah, I do too. Oh, yes. They're fabulous. So, Miss Monica, you got anything else to say?
Just everybody come see us, shop around. We're open 7 days a week, and so many great things here. Still have lots of fruits and vegetables, plants, flowers, baked goods, the restaurants, and want to shout out to Supersod as well. They were going to try to stop by this morning, but I think they've just not been able to make it over. And
well, hopefully they're busy.
Yes, and all the lawn care products you may need, they have it over there. They have sod by the roll, pallet, load, and those compost mixes. If you're getting ready to do some new plantings, they can help you with that. Nahunna Pork Center's here, and all the pork products you can imagine. Our market shops is a great place to shop around if you're looking a special gift for someone, or you're just needing fresh meats and cheeses and seafood. And 321 Coffee's in there. Our Market Grill with the Rufus Dog, of course. Just come by and see us. And the best time to come out and shop is 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily.
Rufus, I didn't notice this, but Tara called.
Oh,
and we didn't get her on. She's at the beach.
Oh, my goodness.
And Tara, I'm sorry. Please forgive us. I just didn't notice the note from our producer, Jason. But doggone it. Well, we get real busy at the end of the show. We want to get everything we can in. Sometimes we mess up. But, Monica, thank you so much for having us out here. It's always a treat, especially on a day like this.
Oh, my goodness. This is so wonderful.
It is a beautiful day. Come
nice
out and enjoy
breeze.
It.
Yeah, enjoy the breeze. And these buildings, farmers' buildings, that's a nice place to catch a breeze.
It is.
Yeah. So, Rufus, we got about a minute. Anything that you would like to share with the neighbors?
Well, be the person your dog thinks you are.
And top tip from Joe, he said, plant three figs, one for the bees, one for the birds, and one for the dogs, and the dogs share.
Now, what's the demarcation line there between the dogs and the bees and the birds and the... how do we figure out who gets what?
Well, the dogs get the lower branches, obviously, unless they fly.
Well, squirrels might want those.
It goes by the tiers.
Oh, it's tiered.
It's tiered.
Fig. Okay.
Tiered feast.
Oh, okay.
Joe, your husband?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Mr. Bratcher.
Mr. Bratcher said, plant three, one for the bees, one for the birds, and one for the dogs, and hopefully the dogs share.
Yeah. Yeah, learn about the birds and the bees and the figs.
Bratcher. I like that Bratcher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's different from Bradshaw.
Yes.
Brother Bradshaw up in Roxborough, but
Bratcher. Like catcher.
Yeah. Amanda Wilkins Bratcher has been with us. And we'll see you in a few weeks.
Yep, in September.
In
I'll
September 21st at
the Sanford Farmers Market.
How about that? Great. All right. Jason, thank you. Jeff, thank you. Chris Hooks, thank you. Monica, thank you again.
Thank you so much.
We love you. We'll see you next week on The Weekend Gardener.